Well, I chaired Fibre Camp Britain, which is why I wasn't able to tweet. I was concentrating on the participants. We were expecting sort of 50. I'd have been happy with 30. But we ended up with 80, and it was absolutely rammed. Very good discussion, and we had quite a lot of discussion at the beginning, and then we kind of focused in a bit more towards the end. So we talked about what communities might want and what kind of services they use. Daniel Heary led quite a lot of that. Very, very good interventions from Helen Anderson of South Witham Broadband, who played a blinder, and as usual. And we talked about market research and mapping, and Adrian Worcester presented some of that. We talked about routes to financing, designing and building, and the sort of do-it-yourself challenges. And we had a presentation on what equipment is needed for an NGA network. It started at 2:30, and it went on till just after 5:30, with a break in the middle. A lot to cover in a short time. We did keep it to time, and we were fairly flexible in the way we approached it. But we had far more people than we were expecting, so we had some ideas about sort of splitting people into groups, but the venue just can't cope with that. It was difficult. Anyway, very good quality discussion and interesting people. And it was good. I've had nice feedback, a few complaints that we actually the complaints were about right. There was too much for people who were just starting out, and too little for people who were experts and kind of wanted more advanced stuff. I suppose the feedback, really, the kind of learning for that is we probably needed to split into a couple of groups if we could have done, and run it kind of twin track, have a group of people, you know, who want more basic stuff and a group of people who want more advanced stuff, but that just wasn't doable. That's it. That was Fibre Camp Britain. Guy Jarvis has kindly videoed it, and he said he thought it looked pretty good. And so he's going to post that, and you can find that from Guy's site or from the CBN site once he's done it. One other thought occurs to me. People seem to want a kind of a kind of mechanistic recipe book. You know, that you start up page one and you work through to page 367, and at the end of it you've got a community-owned fibre network. I'm afraid the reality is more difficult than that, and we're not at the point, no one's at the point of being able to structure it in such a way that we can produce that recipe book. I think it's a good thing to aim for, and I think there's lots of expertise around that could be pooled to kind of share it around, which is a lot to do with what INCA, the ideas for INCA, the Independent Networks Cooperative Association, are about. And there is expertise, and I think if it could be pooled, you know, you might end up some stage with a, if not a recipe book, at least a kind of guidebook that gets you there. But I don't think the market of these schemes is well formed enough yet to enable us to produce that. And part of the job, I think, is getting us into a position where we will be able to do that.